Well, Lang, obviously a big week for Big Creek and for Mountain Home of the Twin Lakes Erie with the tournaments going on. First off, let's talk about the tournaments. I guess the practice round for the first one gets started today, right?
That's right. Today is practice round for the Arkansas Junior Amateur Championship for both boys and girls, and then the competition rounds will be Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. So today we've got 70 boys and girls from around the state coming in, and will be playing practice rounds if they make it in time, if they can be here, and then they all start tomorrow.
And then another big tournament coming up, Thursday and Friday, right?
Yeah, the way the state has done this, they awarded Big Creek the state AM, which will be Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we're also the qualifying site for the United States Golf Association's Junior Amateur Championships for both boys and girls, which the practice round for that will be Thursday, and the competition will be Friday. So they give these players a chance to come in early and play in the state amateur if they want to get extra days on the golf course to be ready for the national amateur qualifying, because we've got 46 boys and 26 girls coming for that Friday, and half of them are from out of state. So these are some hot shot players trying to come and get a spot in the Nationals. There's two spots for girls to go to their National Junior Amateur, and then there's two spots for boys that will qualify to go to Bandon Dunes in Oregon for the National Junior Amateur.
Wow.
So it's great for the area. We've got 70 kids, and they're not all the same kids for the two tournaments, but and all these kids are under 18. That's the rules. And so you got moms and dads and grandparents and brothers and sisters that are all going to be coming to the area for an extended period of time. And one of the hotel owners told me, gosh, that's a bad time because it's right before 4th of July. And I made sure all these people knew that they were going to get a hotel room here. They needed to go ahead and do it.
You've had these tournaments like this in the past, and not only is a big economic impact at that time, but it's paid off years past, hasn't it?
Sure. We've had multiple examples of people that have come up here to either watch their child play or for whatever reason involved with these tournaments that have ended up falling in love with the area, with the lakes and the rivers and the towns and what we've got going on in here at Mountain Home, and have bought property here. And we like to tell that story. And when the original families that built Big Creek Golf Club did this, it was mainly for economic development, because it's not a get-rich-quick scheme running these golf clubs. It's a passion, and it's a development for the town to give us an asset that we didn't necessarily have before.
It speaks so well of the golf course itself as well, because people come here from all over just to play Big Creek, don't they?
They do. We're at one of a few golf courses in Arkansas that have Zoysia fairways, which are just deluxe fairways. A lot of them have Bermuda that can be thin in the spring, and then it gets really lush, and then it thins back out. But we've got these Zoysia fairways, and our superintendent, Brent Edens, is famous around the state for keeping our golf course just immaculate and in the best shape we can get it in. And he's always working projects. We've added a bunker on number one. We've added some new back tee boxes. We're narrowing some fairways in places that we haven't done before. We're always trying to improve the place.
Well, big week this week at Big Creek, and a lot of extra folks in town. So, Lane, we appreciate the information.
Hey, thanks for having us on, and I hope people in Mountain Home will see all the people in town. They're coming through their businesses and spending money with us too.